I'm Michael Chambers, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 59 of Ravens Weekly, sponsored by, thanks for that Danny Mills, sponsored by, sound effects by Danny Mills, sponsored by our good friends at GPM Group, specialist fire door manufacturers. They are proud sponsors of the official Bromley FC podcast. Delighted to be joined by David Cook. How are we doing?
Hello, new year, new me. I'm back.
What's new about you?
Well, back on the airways. Christmas took its toll, I got bigger.
It feels like ages since you've been on the podcast, like properly, like this.
And commentary I haven't been on in absolutely ages.
Are you making a return anytime soon?
Maybe.
This is what the people want to know.
Well, I very much doubt that's what the people want to know. But yeah, I've been dealing with other things outside of the commentary. But in all fairness, the podcast, we had a fantastic response to the previous one, especially the Christmas special. I had people coming up to me just saying about obviously my story, so thank you everyone else for that, because it's fantastic to see, not fantastic to see people going through the same thing, but people going through the same thing and just being open and able to talk about certain situations. So if you haven't listened to the Christmas podcast, it does get a bit morbid, but listen to it.
You do need a bit longer to listen to it though, don't you?
We've done it in the pub. Yeah, we've done it in the pub, and that was one of our highlights. We're in a bar now.
We are in the bar, and we're alone, aren't we? Danny Mills has now left the building.
He's left the building. Me and you are running the podcast. Jeff's not with us for this episode. So basically, I think it was, what can we do? So let's get away. Let's get into the
quiet part. Shall we crack on and tell people what's coming up?
Yeah, that's enough of my intro. So
that was 2 minutes too long. We're going to start with a look back at the Notts County game.
Yeah, we're going to speak with Neil regarding that game.
We're going to hear about a couple of departures from the team as well.
But obviously bolstered by some new incomings.
Some impressive new incomings at that. We'll hear from the academy side of things in terms of the team of the week.
Yeah, Matt, you've got an update on our community.
We've got a weekend off, actually, haven't we? A weekend off of football. So what's everyone up to? We're going to hear your plans, Cookie, which I'm really excited to know about.
Then we've got, obviously, we're going to discuss the academy team of the week. You said that, have you?
I have
already
said that already, no, yeah.
The order's just changed up on my schedule, sorry. So we're going to be discussing Barnet, our next home game on the 25th.
It is indeed, and we're also going to cover the Barrow away match, which is obviously our next fixture, given that we haven't got a game this weekend. So plenty to cover, Cookie. We're going to start with that game away to Notts County.
Matt, you let me start, because
yeah, go on.
You and Jeff were very trying to think of the correct word to say. You
animated.
Very, I was going to say non-biased.
that's everything we're not, but
no, exactly. Mate, 2-1, didn't deserve the scoreline. Scoreline didn't reflect the way we played. And some really bad officiating.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said my piece during the game in terms of the officials. I don't want to drag that on for too long, but they were unfortunately not up to standard, I think is the phrase I'll stick with. It's really disappointing to see that numerous times this season we've been hampered by poor refereeing decisions and poor officiating. But aside from that, defensively, for the two goals, we could have done better. They were two very avoidable goals. However, on an attacking front, I thought we were fantastic. And even Notts County manager said we're the best side to have played them, apart from Barrow, who won 3-0 there earlier this season when they weren't in such good form. But when you're playing a side that is in good form, the size of a club Notts County are, the place is rocking, there's an atmosphere, the fans are all behind the players. And they took an early lead, which obviously aided their cause a little bit.
Well, don't. I was back down here. I was working the Cray Wanderers game and got the signal. I'll get the score up on flash scores so we all get the notifications when we're there. 4 minutes in, he's gone through and I could not believe it. 4 minutes into the game.
Oh, no, yeah. But, you know, on the positive side, I mean, we're going to hear from the commentary from myself and Jeff in a minute, but on the positive side, it was a stunning goal. I know you've seen it now, Michael Cheek's goal. As soon as it left his boot, you just knew it was going in.
Yeah, fantastic. What a long-range, low effort, long-range low ball into the bottom corner. It couldn't have gone any more perfect. But I think to go forward the defence into the goalkeeper.
I think that's his first goal from outside the box from 15 goals. So credit to him. I know he's been wanting that for a while, actually, having spoken to him. But 15 goals for the season now, and what a player he's been for us, Cookie.
He's been sensational, Matt. And I think he's only getting better for us. I think the team give them credit to how close we could have come from getting something at that game if it hadn't been for certain decisions, etc. Or we're getting there, and for Notts County to give us such a lovely thing, saying it's the best team they played obviously since Barrow, it will surely, despite the defeat, it will surely give the players confidence, knowing that how well they played into the next game. The next game, obviously, this weekend, we're not playing because unfortunately we're out of the FA Trophy. But, and we'll come on to signings in a minute, but there's been some change of players at the club this week. Matt, it's fantastic that we're entering the second half of the season with still such a strong squad. And it seems to only be getting, I say, stronger in a way that the core of the team that we've got are still together. Okay, we've lost Rico. But there's further bits that are coming in where we're getting signings in that are fantastic signings. That the team's only getting better towards the end of the season, rather than, I think, previous seasons we might have dropped off a little bit, or injuries, and we haven't replaced them. Injuries, if someone gets injured, we've replaced them with a loan. If it's a long spell out, the players that we've brought in are just as good, are doing well.
And you're looking now that bodies are coming back, aren't they?
Yeah,
we've had terrible luck with injuries this season and suspensions as well. And to see the bodies coming back, you know, the likes of Rico from his injury, I know he's left us now, which we're going to come on to in a minute. But the likes of Mark Cousins coming back as well. Different bodies coming back into the side that's really going to aid us. But let's flick quickly back to the Notts County game.
It must have been difficult in certain situations in that game to commentate. However, you guys did the job. But while we're on the subject of the game, I think Neil's going to sum it up perfectly for us, and here's what he had to say.
Neil, despite a really positive attacking performance, not the result you wanted this afternoon.
No, you know, I thought we'd go a goal down early, as we did, from one of our set plays. You know, you sort of fear that it could be one of those days, but I thought the boys were amazing. You know, to come back, and then we get the goal, a great goal by Cheeky, and then I think there was only one team in it. And then for them to score from a set play, which we pride ourselves on, you know, was really disappointing. And I think we've had 22 attempts at goal to their 9. And, you know, fair play to Neil Ardley. He came up and said no team, home or away, has put them under pressure as much as we did. But at the same time, we've come away with nothing. But I'm so proud of those players, because the easy thing was to sort of lose their heads and sulk and go down. But they showed a spirit and a fight that they weren't going to give up.
A minor setback in after two great performances, and now a little bit of time to rest and reflect.
Yeah, we you know, I've just said to the boys, we're going to, you know, sit down. We'll go through the season so far. We've now got a season of 16 games till the end of the season, and we want to be in the playoffs. You know, that was our goal. That was our ultimate goal, being in around it, and we're in it at the moment. And, you know, we've just put a team like Notts County, we put them under pressure. Massive crowd. Referee gets influenced by him, but the boys never gave up, and I've just said we're going to need that every game for us to achieve our goal this year, and that's to get in the playoffs.
And Michael Cheek with a stunning strike. That's probably his first from outside the box, isn't it? But a 15th of the season for him.
Yeah, he's been brilliant, but then so have everyone. I thought Ben Williamson was great. I thought Coulson again was outstanding. My three in midfield, the back four, you know, and then Ryan. I said to Ryan, how many shots did you have to make, you know, save? And he said one. And you know, that sort of sums it up. Going to a place like Notts County with a history, the size of the place, 5,500 people there, and we've literally left them to a couple of set plays and one shot on target. You know, their keeper's come off. He's had to make some fantastic saves and to keep them in it. And, you know, I'm disappointed for the boys. I think the supporters saw that we gave them their all, and that's more like the Bromley team of old.
Neil, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to a bit of squad news now, and let's start with the players that are going out, or the player that is going out, I should say. A fan favourite, certainly, Adam Meckie, someone who has been with us since June 2017, and actually got the Man of the Match award in the FA Trophy final of that year. Had a great first season. And then, obviously, we come on to the fact that he had a bad injury, didn't he? And it's been a long road to recovery for him.
Bad wasn't the word. I was by his side when he went down, and... Wow, it was, yeah, I can't believe how calm he remained. He'd broken his fibula, dislocated his ankle. He was devastated. I mean, look, he's a team player. He's fantastic. And even fighting his way back from that injury and getting back when he did, ready for the start of the new season, it was brilliant. I don't know what to say because he is a very good player.
But he needs game time, doesn't he? He needs game time.
He does need game time. And the guaranteed game time is he's not going to get it here.
There's a lot of competition for places here now, isn't there?
There is.
Especially with the new signings.
And you know what? And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this may have come from relationship previously with Steve Lovell.
Yep.
He was at the game the other day and absolutely need help. In the league, they're currently in the relegation zones and relegation zone. And do you know what, Matt? What a fantastic signing it'd be for him.
Yeah, and obviously he knows Frankie Sutherland and David Gregory, yeah, who are there as well. So there is a little bit of familiarity.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows some of the other players as well. But he's a hard worker. He's a grafter. He's a lovely guy to have around the place, isn't he? And it's a pleasure to see him and work with him. Always happy to have a joke and a discussion. And he's very intelligent as well. So, fair play to him, and listen, good luck.
Obviously,
there is, after the initial 28 days, there is a recall option. So just to let everybody know that if we were to have a bad situation with injuries again, we could call him back after the initial 28 days. So let's see what happens, and let's hope that he gets some game time under his belt. Obviously, he won't be playing for them tomorrow because it's FA Trophy and he's already featured for us, so he's cup-tied.
But let's, no doubt, I mean, look, it's a local team, as much as rivalries, etc. You don't want a lot of team like Ebbsfleet to go down.
It's a good game to have, isn't it?
And it is a good game to have. So, excuse me, I hope he does a job for him and is able to then to keep Ebbsfleet up and we can play him again next season.
Let's move on to some positive news in that Tarek Najia, the goalkeeper, the young goalkeeper, has signed a first-team contract. Somebody, I don't know if you saw much of the game on Tuesday, actually put in a really good performance in his first start for a senior-ish Bromley side.
Yeah, I think it was good. And say senior-ish Bromley side, I mean, Gillingham didn't put out a bad side either. But he's been doing a good job. He's been fantastic working with Ryan Huddart, some academy keepers, and Jim Stannard. And Jim rates him highly. And I think this was the what off time to sign him. I know, obviously, we've got Mark Hudson to discuss about coming back. But a keeper like this, a young, hungry keeper, why is that a bad thing to sign him as well?
Absolutely, and Jim's obviously worked with Tarek in his time at Dagenham and Redbridge, who he joined us from. Tarek was on the bench for us against Peterborough last year. He joined on a short work experience deal from Dagenham, and obviously when Jim made the move across, Tarek followed in the summer, and he's been with us on a non-contract basis so far this season. He's done enough in training and in the Kent Senior Cup and under 23 games to convince Neil to reward him, I think is the word, with a contract for his hard work. And he's certainly very highly rated. If you speak to goalkeeping people around the football circuit, Jim Stannard absolutely really, really rates him. And I know a lot of others do as well. And even on Tuesday, some people watching the game and say, oh, who's the keeper? He doesn't look 18. He's absolutely massive. And he really held his own out there on the pitch. And I think Neil said to me, actually, he's only been goalkeeping for about 4 years. So since he was about 14, he was a goalkeeper and hadn't had any goalkeeping experience prior to that. So for him to have developed that much in that space of time shows what a talent he is.
Yeah, definitely.
Time to move on now to some incoming players. And Cookie, we had the welcome addition of another defender in Michael Chambers earlier this week.
Yeah, oh my God, an absolute beast. 6'5"?
Yep, big guy.
Big guy, come from Wrexham.
Yeah.
Wrexham released him. Don't think he had a fair crack at Wrexham. Unfortunately, I think it was the spell of having two managers, a team struggling. But hey, we get the benefits of him and local before and known to us from when he was at Dulwich.
He was,
so
yeah.
He was a local boy. He's a local to the area. And when he come in here, very well spoken, very professional, and he's already had a few training sessions with us, Matt, and he looks comfortable.
Really nice guy. I think you have to press on that. He came in and he made an effort to go around the whole club and introduce himself to absolutely everyone and have a chat with them. And what a nice guy he is. He's certainly very, very tall, isn't he? And that's what you want. We're looking for somebody of the Mark Anthony sort of mould. And whilst Michael perhaps isn't as built as Mark Antony, he's certainly got the height and he's got the ability to play on the ball like Mark had as well. And the characters, I think if you look at the two of them, they're very close friends and you can see how similar they are. They're just completely professional, polite, and just a pleasure to have around the place. It's been brilliant to welcome him in. And I know Chelmsford fans rated him as well from his spell on loan there earlier this season. I managed to catch up with him just after he signed, and here's what he had to say. Michael Chambers, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How do you feel?
Excited to be a part of it and looking forward to getting my head down and working hard.
And you're no stranger to this place, are you? Tell us a bit about your career.
Obviously I was at Dulwich for a few seasons, so obviously we trained here most days, so obviously I'm quite familiar with the place, and obviously living here I'm familiar with the area as well. Obviously coming from spending the first part of the season at Wrexham, and obviously the last month I was on loan at Chelmsford. Yeah, I'm just excited to sort of to settle in somewhere now and kick on for the rest of the season.
I know you've played against Bromley in the past, but for those who haven't seen you play, can you describe yourself as a player?
I'm a tall guy, obviously 6'5". I'm relatively quick for my height, some people might say. I like to get the ball down, I like to play. I like to get my teammates involved. Yeah, so obviously I look forward to everyone seeing me and seeing what I can do out on the pitch.
And you're joining what I'm sure you know is a very ambitious club with an ambitious manager, and Neil's personality is infectious, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think they're obviously ambitious from the top down, from the owner to the gaffer, Neil. And obviously all the players obviously can see where they're standing in the league. And obviously there's big ambitions to obviously kick on and hopefully kick on again.
And you come into a side who have started the season really, really well. The first fixture for yourself potentially is away to Barrow, a really big one.
It's going to be a tough game. Obviously, I know they've obviously got a few boys up front that are scoring a lot of goals, and I think it will obviously be a good test to go in there and see if we can get the 3 points.
Michael, thank you, and welcome to the club.
Perfect. Thank you very much,
Matt. And going into our next signing, we've had a busy couple of days. You and Neil have with all the paperwork, but with that, we signed today. Well, I'll say today. Sorry, Friday. We signed Corey Whiteley from Newport County, but no one. To us from his days at Ebbsfleet and Dagenham Redbridge, where he's definitely remembered for the last goal that he scored in the 5-1 win against Bromley when he played for Dagenham.
Yeah, he's a player that we know a lot about, and like you say, he scored against us on a few occasions over the years, and always been a player that it has been really exciting to watch. You know, you look at the player he's effectively replacing in Rico, both very exciting attacking players. Corey's 28 now, he's in his prime. He's got experience at this level and he's scored goals for fun. I remember him when he was at Enfield Town, and that's really where he made his name, made the move up to Dagenham Redbridge in the National League seamlessly from the Ryman division. So that's testament to his ability. He's made the move up to League 2 after spending time with Ebbsfleet as well. And Newport fans, if you look at the response, are actually a bit gutted that he's gone. So it's great to see, isn't it, really, that we've managed to attract a player like that.
Yeah, definitely. Matt, you caught up with him earlier, and here's what he had to say.
Corey Whiteley, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How's it feel to be here?
I'm delighted to be here. Looking forward to my new adventure with the club at Bromley. I'm glad to be back in London, where it all began, and back in the conference.
And I think you must have played with well over half of this team. You know a lot of these boys already, don't you?
Yeah, I literally know probably say about 8-9 of the players. Played with majority of them, either with them or against them. Great bunch of boys. Already I've had a few phone calls from a few of them yesterday, just welcoming me and saying that they're delighted for me to come to the club.
And that should make it quite easy to settle in, shouldn't it? And I know you've just had a tour with Neil. What do you think of the place?
I think I was here probably, was it last season? Probably at the start of the last season. And like just looking at it now, it's come a long way since then. And the gaffers told me their ambitions, and I'm here for the journey, and I want to help the club.
And we've seen you score a few times against Bromley in the past. For those who maybe didn't see you, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Attacking, very forward-minded attacker. Could play on the wing. Prefer to play in the middle, in the hole. But I just work hard and and just try and focus on getting goals and winning games.
And you've scored goals in this league for a few years now, playing for teams that were pushing for the playoffs, and it's a similar situation here, key few months ahead for us, and hopefully you can be a big part of that.
Yeah, the gaffer said he wants to bring me in to help for promotion push, and I feel that's what I want to do for the team, for my career, get promotion under the belt and go from there.
Well, Corey, welcome to the club. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Well, Neil, it's an exciting capture for you this morning as you welcome Corey Whiteley to Bromley, and I know that a lot of other clubs have been interested, so it's quite a coup, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, as soon as we thought we could get someone like Corey into the building, you know, we've done everything we can to get him in, and with the help of a couple of people, we've managed to get it across the line this morning, and it's a fantastic achievement for this club to bring in a player like Corey in with the experience in this division of what he's done. Obviously, then going to Newport and doing what he's been doing in the league as well. So, you know, it's a major achievement for us to be bringing in people like Corey's ability into this club.
And I can remember two goals that Corey scored against us, particularly stunning goals. It is a really, really high-profile capture, isn't it, at this level? Player who scored goals for fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. He knows this division very, very well. He can score goals. He's a game changer, and that's what we're going to need in these last 16 games, trying to achieve our goal of getting into the playoffs. And the players that know him as well have all spoke very highly of him as a person, as a player, as a teammate. So we're bringing a good person in, but we're bringing in an exceptional player in as well.
And we just spoke to Corey. I think he must know about 7 or 8 of the players here. That's going to make it hopefully really easy for him to settle in, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got a great bunch of boys here. You know, they've got a great team spirit, and anyone who comes in has to join into that spirit. But knowing half the team is a lot easier transition from one club to another. So hopefully he comes in with open arms from our teammates. But, you know, he's going to come in. He's going to have to work hard to get into this team as well, because, you know, we have been playing really well in the last few games. And obviously we've losing Rico. For us to bring in someone like Corey as a replacement, as I say, you know, on the club's behalf, that's a massive achievement.
Matt, fantastic. And joined now by spontaneously, didn't prepare this in the podcast. Take a seat. Come closer. Ladies and gentlemen, under 23s, Academy, all-round legend, Danny Mills. Danny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much, Mr. Cook, Mr. Hall. Always a pleasure.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us. What's your thoughts on the recent signings, but especially Corey Whiteley on Friday?
Corey Whiteley's been on my radar for a very long time. As Matt sort of touched on earlier, I've watched him since his Enfield days. A bit unlucky not to play, I think, a lot higher. I think Corey could play a hell of a lot higher than the league he has. And as you say, you touched on earlier, he's got vast experience in this league. He's only going to make us stronger and probably could be the difference this year for us.
So is it a good replacement upon losing someone like Rico to Portsmouth?
It's a different replacement, but I think in sort of stature and levels, I think he brings a different sort of dynamic to the team. I think he covers quite a few bases. Yeah, and I think it'll be a fantastic acquisition for us this year, 100%.
That's brilliant. And while we're going into it, how's the 23s and the academy going with yourself?
Yeah, good. I mean, we've got quite a few boys out dual registration and on loan, which kind of start the season. We won our first 7 games because we had our strongest team out. But to sort of get into our first team, you've got to go out and play men's football. And I agree with the gaffer on that one, definitely. And the boys have done it, and it gives our youngsters an opportunity to step up. We've got some fantastic first-year scholars, fantastic second-year scholars, and some really good under-23s. Half the boys played the other night in the Kent Senior Cup. Jude Arvis was fantastic. Tyrone Corunda come on, done well. Ollie Tanner, Briggs Ogerman. Brandon Chambers was brilliant until he got cramped in his right calf. Jalen Phillips come on and was brilliant also at 9. So, the future's really bright for us.
That's fantastic. And take it back to a couple of years ago when we didn't have a 23 squad. It's fantastic to see how competitive it's getting as well. And even the way the academies file into the 23s, like you said, you've got some great first-year scholars, second-year scholars working their way into the 23s. I suppose them plans are already in place with them getting game time in a higher men's level of football.
Yeah, I mean, non-league isn't what it used to be. I mean, the National League now is really Division 3 or, Division whatever, it's a professional league, probably even going down to there's full-time teams in the Conference South. So they have to go out and play men's football, really, to sort of have any sort of aspirations of playing in the, you know, in our first team, really, because the level is so high.
It's also a very physical league. Men's football in non-league, sorry, is very physical, and I think a few players, when they drop down to this league, get to experience how physical it actually is. So does that help build character for the players as well?
It does. I mean, technically, the players I've got, I've got about 10 players this year, especially in the 23s, that are more than capable technically, and go into the first team sessions and handle anything that's technically thrown at them. But the physicality is what they need, and they do come back and say, "Quite, that was tough today," or that, you know, I've just had one in the back from Jack Holland or Bushy's give me a clip. They do feel it, so they do need the sort of Kent Prems, Ryman South, Ryman Prem League to get beaten up a little bit, which they have done. And now they've sort of come back, especially like Jude Arthurs is a prime example at Ramsgate. He's gone out and played at Ramsgate, got released by Gillingham, went to Ramsgate 2 months. He's come back, and I know he's impressed the first team, and, you know, hopefully he's one that kicks on as well. So
fantastic. And while we're here, it's a good time to talk through the Academy Team of the Week. So there's some fantastic signings, fantastic talent in there. And I think with it, obviously, we give a boss of the week. So Jamal, what are your thoughts on Jamal getting a manager of the week?
I'm a bit gutted about that because I took the game with Jamal. Can I get bus driver of the week? Because I was the one driving the bus. But no, listen, not only have we got fantastic players here, we've got some fantastic young coaches, and Jamel's come through. He's done his sort of graph last year, and he's come through. He takes our 2.1s, which is our FA Youth Cup squad, and he's done a fantastic job with them this year. And I said, I watched them play the other day against Dover, and they were outstanding. And we've got, again, another 5 or 6 players coming through that team that are being nurtured properly, and it's all thanks to Jamal. So really well done to Jamal.
And the Academy Team of the Week, are these a mixture of first-year scholars, second years? How are they? The 1.1s, 1.2s, how you categorise them? Who's in there that particularly impresses you?
Well, I can mention the boys that's what I have something to do. Liam Vincent has already played 23s this year. Fantastic left-back. You'll see so much more of him. He's a very, very good player. Josh Primus Miller, whose uncle is Linvoy Primus, who I played with. Josh is a very good centre midfielder, box to box. Great lad, actually. You know, trains very hard. Sam Awatife, sort of left winger, sort of plays as a left side centre forward. Watched him score 2 goals the other day. Has a habit of, you know, scoring some fantastic goals. AJ Martin, centre midfielder. If we can get him in a little bit more confident, probably bulking up a little bit, he could be the next one. He's a fantastic and very, very talented player. So, yeah, loads of Jamie Watson as well. Can't miss Jamie Watson out. Plays right back for the reserves, and he plays centre half for the 2.1s over there against Dover. And he's probably been my most consistent player over this last 4 or 5 weeks. So, some really, really, you know, strong names in there, and we're in a strong position, healthy position. So.
That's brilliant, Dan. It's fantastic to catch up with you, and it's always good to catch up with you. But especially today, when it's very spontaneous, you come in to make a cup of tea, and you ended up getting to.
Can we just say that I made a cup of tea for Matt Hall and the one they call Cookie. So,
and we appreciate it. Well, we appreciate you.
You are a team player, so that's what we love about you. More than some, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciated.
That's fantastic. See you later.
So, moving on now to the February soccer camp. Just a little community update for you. Obviously, Saturday morning soccer school is now back. You can book your child's place online if they're between 4 and 12, or you can turn up and pay on the day. Saturday mornings, 4 to 6 year olds at 9, 7 to 9 year olds at 10, and 10 plus year olds at 11. And we'll be doing a soccer camp during the February half term. So, if you're looking to keep the kids fit and active during that, make sure you get them down to Bromley FC. We're here 9 till 3 every day, just £17 a day or £75 for the week. Booking available online soon. It is, absolutely. And it keeps them fit, it keeps them active. They're meeting friends in a great environment with qualified, experienced coaches. So we're nearly done, aren't we?
We are indeed.
What are you doing on your weekend off?
Weekend off, working. You?
Here for soccer school and then chilling out. Nothing else.
It never stops. No, I'm working all day Saturday, off Sunday to chill out, recuperate and come back on... when is it? Monday. And getting ready for, next week. Barrow away we've got coming up next week.
5:20 kick-off, everyone,
which
remember.
Which we'll touch on now. Yeah, so those who are making it, the difficulty is the people that can't make it is there's no trains on the way home after that late finish. So a few people, I think, checking in hotels or driving up. So hopefully there should still be quite a good crowd. But you know what? If you can't make it, come down to the Ravens Bar. We're going to be open after the Cray game. From about 4:30, 5 o'clock, come down and have a drink in the venue and you'll be able to watch it on our big screens up there and hopefully see a well-performing Bromley. And it could be the return of, we say, Mark Cousins, because he's back in training.
He is back in training, which
and
is great to see.
Might not necessarily mean he's going to work straight out back into the first team, but to be in and around, he could be on the bench. And
he'll definitely be travelling, yeah.
Yeah, what a fantastic journey he's done. And
absolutely,
and
good luck
and,
to him.
Yeah, and getting into the, getting fit and getting ready to play again. So, well, no doubt there's going to be some more Instagram videos and Twitter and Facebook, etc. in the week as we're building up to that game next week.
Just before we go, can I just mention, obviously, we did. We need to send our congratulations to Rik Ajkic-Fairchild, actually, for his club record fee move to Portsmouth. Something which he really, really deserves. Best of luck to him from everybody here. He's a very, very talented player, and it's great to see that he started for Portsmouth in the, I think it was the Checker Trade Trophy, the day after he signed for them. So best of luck to him. I know we're all going to keep tabs on how he's doing, and hopefully he really, really does well for them and makes a name for himself in League One.
That's it. But just before we go, obviously, you can get your tickets online now at the website, bromleyfc.com.
.co.uk,
sorry. Click on the ticket option. You can now purchase your tickets for our next home fixture, which is against Barnet on the 25th of January.
Yep.
It's a 3 p.m. kickoff.
It is.
So put your tickets online to, well, avoid lesser accusers as possible.
Yep.
And hopefully, we hope to see you there.
And that's it, isn't it, for us today? Well, thank you for joining me, Cookie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And
it's good to be back.
It is. It's good to have you back. And we'll be back for episode 60 next week. But take care till then. Thank you.
Take care. Champions League. You could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team.